Good evening, good morning, or wherever you're at. This is King David Fitness Podcast. And today we're going to talk about protein. Protein is an awesome subject. In fact, of all the macronutrients that you could eat, you can't go wrong with protein. So just as a rule of thumb for everyone, if you're not eating enough protein, think about that for a second. You know, our bodies are made up of mostly protein. Our bones are 50% protein. All of our cells are made from proteins. We have protein receptors. Our skin is made from protein. Our muscles, protein. the enzymes that act as cofactors for different reactions and actions in the body, they're made from protein. So if you're not eating enough protein, you're run down, tired, sick all the time, that should be a clue that you are not eating enough protein. If you're working out, if you're training, if you're, you know, in the gym or doing CrossFit or obstacle courses or Spartan or whatever you're doing, and you're beat up every night and you could barely get up the next morning, you're not eating enough protein. Forget about what all the textbooks say that you should be eating 0.8 grams per pound of body weight or 1 gram per pound of body weight or that kind of stuff. It's irrelevant because everyone is absolutely individual. That is a good starting point. If you were to just say eat 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight as just an average Joe in the gym, that's fine. That should be a starting point. But if you're waking up and you are tired, you're not recovered, you're still sore from the day before working out, the day before when you worked out, that means you're not getting enough protein. It means that your body did not have enough raw building blocks in order to repair the damage and grow and adapt to the new physical exercise that you've been undertaking. Now, for me, because I'm into bodybuilding and that type of thing, I get in about 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight. And I do body weight, not lean body mass. The reason why is because I would rather be overboard on protein than not have enough protein and be injured, not be able to recover from workouts, be sore and horrible for the next day and grunting and groaning everywhere you walk. So I go 1.5 because I'm very active. I work out, you know, I train with weights 6 days a week and I do an active rest day on my seventh day. So I'm really in the gym basically every day. If you're not in the gym every day, you may not need that much. But if you start at 1 gram per pound, that gives you a good starting point. And then if you are waking up and you're fine, you're totally recovered, and you know, then you might have just the right amount of protein going. Or if you wake up and you're still full and you're lethargic from being, you know, having to eat so much meat or so much protein, that may mean you're just eating too much protein and your body, you know, is not needing as much protein as you're feeding it. So the starting point should always just be that, a starting point. It is a suggestion because we're all different weights. We're all different sizes. And genetics, they play a role, but what we do in everyday life, how we express our genetics, the epigenetics, that's what tells us how much protein we should be putting in our body. So protein is very simple in terms of how we digest it. We take protein in. Our body takes the protein and, you know, gets it down to its basic components. And the basic components are amino acids. And this is called this is what's called the amino acid pool. And so your body always needs this because at any given moment, your body is renewing and repairing itself. This happens constantly. We're always in a state of degradation or creation, okay? Our bodies don't have a middle ground. There's no just maintaining. There's no such thing as that. The only thing is we're either renewing our body is breaking it down old tissue, and then replacing it with new tissue. Or we have somehow provided a new need, a stimulus that our body needs to adapt to, so it grows and puts on more muscle in certain areas that we've worked out. So remember, when you eat protein, it is for the absolute service of the body. And we are not doing ourselves any good by eating less protein. In fact, given that most of our bodily functions are based off of protein, it's absolutely critical to be eating enough protein. And this will become very apparent to you if you're working out. You already know how much protein you need to eat. And if you're not eating enough and you're not growing or not losing weight, then you're not eating enough protein, all right? I don't know how many times I could say it, but for a girl, I think you should probably be eating per meal about 20 grams, maybe 30 grams if you're even bigger. For guys, we should be eating, you know, between 40 and 50 grams minimum per meal. And this is what I stick to. It's excellent because the more protein you eat, the fuller you get, the more satiated you are, then have your non-starchy green leafy vegetables with the protein. Do not have your carbs with the protein. In fact, what you really want to do is you just want to have your fibrous vegetables, you know, like green leafy vegetables with your protein. And if you want carbs, wait about 15-20 minutes. Give yourself some time to digest the protein and don't mix them. Always have your carbs separately so that your body can partition the nutrients and use them where they are needed the most. Otherwise, if you just eat everything at the same time, your body just gets mixed signals. And remember what I would have told you before, that, you know, food is information. It's directions that we're giving our body. So what we do first is we provide the raw building blocks for our body to be renewed. So that's first. And then secondly, we provide it the energy it needs to continue to exercise or to execute certain tasks. But if you're not going to, if it's dinner time, and you're just going to go to bed after, or you're just going to lay around the house, then, you know, skip the carbs. Go have some fruit, you know, go have some green leafy vegetables. So I think the main point here is even if you're in ketosis, now ketosis, they say, you know, 70% the clinical version of ketosis or ketogenic diet, 70% fat, 20% protein, 5% carbs. Now that's horrible for a bodybuilder. And so what you really want to do is go to that 1.5 grams per pound for that, and then just, you know, eat your fats for your fuel source. If you're gaining muscle, great. If you're not gaining muscle, increase the protein. If you're getting fat, decrease the fat. So the other thing is too, if you are worried about can your liver handle it, or is protein bad for you, all that stuff is just myth. It's not bad for you. Protein is great for you. It's what your body needs. The other thing too is your body can't store protein. It stores it in the form of muscle tissue, when it creates muscle tissue, when it creates bone, when it creates enzymes and, you know, and cells. That's where it stores your protein, in actual living functioning systems. So there's no like pockets of protein that you just carry around and then your body, you know, uses it on demand like fat, okay? We don't work like that. So the protein that you put into your system, it gets used or you pee it out. That's one of the two things that happens with protein. So let's just say that you haven't been eating enough protein, right? Where is your body going to get the protein it needs? It is going to recycle protein. So it's going to basically take your muscle mass or your muscle tissue, that stuff that you've been working on really hard to build in the gym, whether it's a really nice ass or a great set of abs or arms or whatever. And it's just going to steal the protein from there so it can rebuild the tissue. And you're just basically recycling. You're essentially spinning your wheels or even going backwards. So if the rate of new muscle is greater, the requirement for it is greater than the availability of raw materials, you are going to be getting smaller, not getting bigger. Okay. in the muscle area. And you may even gain fat because, you know, you're probably eating a lot of carbs and, you know, a lot of energy sources, but not really directing it anywhere. So the best thing to do is to really eat protein regularly throughout the day, with optimally for girls 20 to 30 grams of protein, and for guys 40 to 50 grams of protein per meal, okay? And have it with your veggies. Skip the carbs, okay? Use the carbs for when you're about to engage in physical activity, or in the morning as well. It's a good time as well, okay? So anyway, that's it for tonight. It's Monday. I'm going to be doing these podcasts probably, yeah, I'm getting my groove here. Probably going to be Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday. Hope you're enjoying it. And remember, the journey is the reward. Peace.